Now, the maximum to be gained or accomplished, the belief is that a person needs to be equipped with the proper tools. Makes sense that equipping is typically thought of as items and objects, both tech and non-tech. My next guest is here to share the results of a report which brings attention to a missing piece of that belief. What surrounds you can either propel or hinder you. And it's certainly true when it comes to schools and successful education. Here are the results of the 2016 State of Our Schools report is the director of the Center for Green Schools at the U.S. Green Building Council, Rachel Goeder. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Chris.
And you can see this report downloaded, as a matter of fact. If you're an educator, I would recommend you do that at centerforgreenschools.org. And as an overview, Rachel, what is the mission of this report?
Well, the report confirms that we need to completely overhaul the way that we fund school facilities across the United States. Specifically, the report projects a $46 billion shortfall every year. That's $46 billion that we need and don't have to ensure that our schools are healthy, safe, and conducive to learning for our students. But I would say that the most distressing finding in the report is that millions of students, especially those from low-income communities, are learning in schools that are crumbling and unsafe and get in the way of their education because the funding that we do have is distributed inequitably across school districts and across states.
And when you look at a lot of the states, including New Jersey, by the way, they're seeing increasing student enrollment. We have neighbors over in Pennsylvania which are seeing decreases. But when you look at New Jersey, for example, where there's a 2% property tax cap and in an effort to maintain people staying in the state, and the unfortunate maybe fact is that the bulk of school funding, construction, education, otherwise, comes from property taxes in the community. Therein lies one of the problems.
Therein lies one of the problems for sure, especially if you're one of those low-income communities who, through your property taxes, will never be able to command the kind of funding that's necessary to take care of the schools that you have or build new ones when necessary.
Although we should say, by and large, as far as what is spent on school construction, according to the 2016 State of Our Schools report, New Jersey is one of the more generous states as far as school construction, mainly because of requirements and needs. And oddly enough, so was I was surprised to see Alaska had a high number of money spent per student.
That's correct. New Jersey does spend 76% of the modern standard, but it still leaves a funding gap of $1.2 billion every year.
When we talk about, I mean, you mentioned about crumbling schools, is it just putting schools back together, or is it a means of modernizing with, as the title of your organization suggests, with any sort of green project? I think the initial reaction is, well, yeah, there's benefits later, but there's what many call a hard-to-manage cost initially.
Well, first of all, to build schools green is really the same as building a 21st-century facility. And the fact of the matter is that we've been able to demonstrate time and time again, including in schools in New Jersey, that that doesn't actually have to involve any kind of premium. Still, the fact remains that as a country, as a nation, and also state by state, we underinvest in those school facilities. So that means that not only are we unable to upgrade our schools as necessary, but we're in many cases not able to address even the most pressing of repairs that need to be made, from leaky roofs to dysfunctional heating and cooling systems.
We're talking with Rachel Goeder from the Center for Green Schools about the 2016 State of Our Schools report, which you can download and read at centerforgreenschools.org. It's part of a project from the U.S. Green Building Council. Their website is usgbc.org. I know a lot of websites. That's why we have them linked over at our page. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. The report pretty much gives you the state overview. Is there any way to determine, or do you know of any schools in New Jersey, for example, that are really getting the job done, or ones that are really falling down that need the most attention right now?
Well, certainly both categories of schools exist across the state of New Jersey. The good news is that more and more we see green, healthy, high-performance schools popping up across the state. But what we know is that the money that we have for new construction doesn't stretch far enough, and that means that we're forced to continuously dip into our operations and maintenance funds, which are the same funds that are used to pay teachers' salaries and address other instructional needs. So ultimately, when we look at that funding gap, we've got to be addressing both the money that we allocate for new school construction as well as the money that we allocate for existing schools' operations and maintenance.
I believe your organization has a statistic where the average green school can save $100,000 annually on operating costs, granted not initially because the saving versus the initial layout, such as the case of construction and technology. But I can think of a lot of schools, especially on at a rural level, if they can find $100,000, that would be a major windfall for them.
It would be, and in fact, we know that any school, any existing school, is likely to be able to shave at least a quarter off of its utility expenses just by making low or no-cost improvements and focusing on the education of occupants. It's a tremendous opportunity for us to start to put a dent in that $1.2 billion gap that exists in the state of New Jersey. And it's also an incredible opportunity to start redirecting those dollars back into the classrooms where they really belong.
So in a way, it's a matter of if you do it right the first time, the fix isn't, because we see these stories repeatedly, especially in districts like Newark, for example, in Camden,
yes,
where the repairs seem to be this just repetitive need because they do it on the cheap.
Yeah, it's a matter of doing it right the first time, and it's also a matter of not letting your deferred maintenance list, your list of needed repairs, get out of control, because the longer you wait, the more expensive it is to make those improvements.
It is unfortunately an out-of-the-box type of thought, but when you read the report, at least I believe, of the state of our schools released by the Center for Green Schools, and you can download it at centerforgreenschools.org. This is a project, by the way, of the U.S. Green Building Council. A lot of people I know, you sort of repel when you hear the term green, but when it comes to education, I think whether you agree with the idea or not, you want to make the education process present its maximum potential for your student, health-wise, emotionally, as well as what they achieve. And when you read State of Our Schools report, the 2016 edition, you'll realize this is something very valid to, if nothing else, at least discuss and place upon the table with the school administrators and the teachers. And you, as a school parent of a school student, you are really obligated to, when you hear about a valid idea, to bring it to the attention of those who are the decision makers. So spend some time with the State of Our Schools report. Download it at centerforgreenschools.org. It's from the Center for Green Schools, which is a program from the U.S. Green Building Council. We've been joined this morning by their director of the Center for Green Schools, Rachel Gooder. Rachel, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, Chris.